This report this morning that area hospitals are not doing enough for seniors and are actually letting them down and contributing to their decline because they don't take a more senior-friendly approach, it's very thought-provoking.
It certainly is, and it speaks to the fact that in terms of specializing services for seniors, and the report was very clear about that this is a population that is different. It's not a matter of, you know, Mark, you get sick, as you recalled on the air when you got sick and you went in and, you know, they helped you and you were out and you were able to continue your life. You're younger, you're able to recover much more quickly, your immune system works better, your muscles are stronger. So there is a difference between people who are frail and elderly and those that are younger that go into hospital. And as much as the hospitals try to help people recover, elderly and the frail elderly deteriorate much more quickly. Their muscles will atrophy when they're in bed too long. They lose mobility. There's not as much intellectual stimulation in hospital as is needed. And so they require much more intensive services in order to not only gear them towards discharge from hospital, but to keep them strong while they're in hospital so that you can maximize their recovery. And so that's some of the issues that the hospitals need to face in an environment where there is a limitation of resources. And that's sort of where all this falls into place, is how much resources can you devote to this? Because the study points out that there is a good return. Not only are you getting will you be able to get people back home and maintain their independence, avoid institutionalizing the individuals, but it saves money not only for the hospital but for the overall system itself, because you're reducing the numbers of people that end up having to go to institutions, which is much more costly care.
And it sounds as though there's even the risk of a bias in the system, that when you have an elderly patient who's not doing well, then you put them in line for a nursing home rather than figuring out how to get them back into their own home.
That's part of it. And I think what needs to happen is, just as we have specific specialized or subspecialties in hospital where you have people with similar conditions, or for example, you know, you have obstetrics, you have gynecology, you have internal medicine, you have then respirology. You've got different areas focusing on a specific need for the patient. Similarly, for elderly patients, it might be better to have a specific division within the hospital and having them in one area where you can then focus all your resources without spreading it out throughout the hospital, where you have an elderly person in internal medicine, another one in family medicine, another one up on the geriatric floor. It spreads things out. It's
right.
More difficult to care that way.
Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome,
Mark. Have a great weekend.
You too.